Coming up on Tuesday night, Tibbetts Opera House, a community Thanksgiving celebration service, is sponsored by the Coldwater Area Ministerial Association. Pastor Jim Irwin in the studio with us this morning. This has always just been a neat event for the entire community to really, I guess, Jim, kind of set the tone for what the season means, which is to give thanks, right?
You bet. We are always thankful for the opportunity to get together as a broader group of Christians throughout the community. Tibbetts has been real gracious in giving us use of the theater house each year. Just a great venue. We've got a neat group of people coming in, a little different mix this year, and looking forward to Tuesday night.
All right. So what actually will take place for someone who's never been at one of these Thanksgiving celebrations? What actually takes place that night?
Well, actually, there's about a dozen churches, 10, 12 churches that will typically participate. We kind of bring together people from different churches to do different things. This year, we're actually uniting an old group called Theophilus that probably 15 years ago sang together at First Baptist. Don Leno, Melissa Houts, Shelley Hauver are going to join us as a trio, and they'll be part of the music that evening, as well as Greg Brayton. Everybody's favorite is going to be kind of warming up the audience and performing. What I'm real excited about is a special invite. We invited a man named Mehran Fati from Dearborn. He's been here a number of times in the past. Has a great story as a Iranian. His father actually, he says, saved his life. It was the year before the Iranian-Russian war. He bought him a one-way ticket to America to come study as a university student. And he's going to tell us his story about his first Thanksgiving dinner, and the experience that he had when he discovered that culture of America and what it meant.
Okay. All right. So that's all happening again. It begins at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night at the Tibbetts. Everyone is welcome, obviously, no charge for this. But you are making some collections, too, though, right?
Yeah. Annually, we will always take a donation, and that will go to a couple of local ministries. This year, we are splitting the offering. Part of it is going to Jacob's Well and their work here within the community for needy people. We're also going to give a part to Damascus Road and some of the efforts that they're making to create a homeless shelter.
Okay, and if folks want to bring food items as well, they can bring those.
They can drop them if they haven't already. They can drop them that evening. We'll collect what comes in and take it over to the food bank for the holiday distribution here at Christmas.
All right. No one leaves there without a warm feeling in their heart, I don't think.
I don't care how cold it is outside. I tell you what, it's going to be warm inside. We should have a great evening. I hope everybody can join us.
All right. And again, they don't have to be members of the churches that are part of the Ministerial Association. Anybody from the community is invited.
You better believe it. And I hope to see a little bit of everybody out there tomorrow night.
All right. We'll see you there. Thanks, Jim, for doing it.
Thank you, Ken.
From Bethel Gilead Church, Pastor Jim Irwin with us this morning. The Community Thanksgiving Celebration Service coming up on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater.